Let's go, let's go, let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
8 days of Patriots training camp now in the books. Eric Scalavino, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo here, just off the field. And a little bit of a wrinkle today in practice, guys. Something we see every so often in camp. The squad gets split up into two. And guys who normally wear white jerseys are wearing blue and vice versa, and there's a game-like atmosphere, minus the faux pads, though. They were scrimmaging, sort of, in shells, helmets, and it gave it a little bit more of an exciting feel to the practice, which they've been lackluster, as Andy likes to say, the last few days. There hasn't been a ton of excitement, a ton of big plays, a little bit more energy in today's practice, I thought, even though they weren't in full pads and they weren't hitting.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the intensity was – I thought the enthusiasm was there. Maybe that's a better word than intensity, and because
enthusiasm.
They weren't hitting.
Sure.
It's kind of like a glorified walkthrough in terms of their, you know, the way the playing time, I think, was divvied up. Tom Brady and the first offense were out there for the first series, went down, looked like they were going to get stopped. Gostkowski came on to kick a field goal, and then Belichick – stepped in and called a penalty, which allowed the drive to continue. Brady throws a touchdown pass. Matter of fact, he threw another touchdown pass on the next play. So there was, it wasn't really a scrimmage. It was more situational. And then that was all we saw of Tom Brady. From there on in, it was Ryan Mallett on that team, and the blue team was quarterbacked by Tim Tebow.
Right.
And both of those guys, I thought, had their moments, a little inconsistent for both. But, yeah, I agree with you. It was a little bit more enjoyable to watch, than a normal practice without any pads on.
Right, and because the tempo was increased a little bit because you've got the coach yelling out, you know, the down and distance. You've got the yard marker guys running back.
A lot of substitutions going from the sidelines as opposed to just guys milling around in the field going in and out. So,
right.
Yeah, it was a little bit more of a game feel. Like I said, a glorified walkthrough.
Exactly.
And it was game feel. That's why Tim Tebow had his best practice. He's game time. You know, when the money's on the line, that's when Tim Tebow comes up big.
Okay.
Being serious.
I know you are, and I also know
he
sarcastically,
can,
I know what you're talking about because I listened to you all during the practice in the tent.
No, but he also made some nice
– he did make some
finding
nice plays.
That there's one throw he can make consistently.
Deep throw.
And that's a deep throw, sort of a fade, throws it to a spot, and he's found a lot of success with it.
Which is one of the toughest passes in football to complete.
That's why he is a conundrum.
Really is.
It's not one of the toughest to throw, though.
To complete,
because it's on the receiver to make the catch.
Yeah.
Because usually you're in traffic. And today,
yeah, but why can he throw it to that spot and not any other spot on the field?
Yeah, it's a mystery. Let's go through some housekeeping.
I just think that spot is bigger on that throw than it is on most.
I'm not sure it is. Like, you should be able to throw to a spot on a tight end going down the seam. You should be, I mean, I just don't get it.
We had a dozen players not taking part in practice. Either not dressed or not out there at all. Some of the usual suspects, Armin Armstead, Rob Gronkowski, Mark Harrison. But we had some new guys to the list, like Michael Jenkins, who we saw with some wrap or ice around his left quad or hamstring area yesterday. Rozai Dowling, now missing some time. This is a broken record, it seems like, in his career.
I thought you were going to say a broken leg.
No.
Like, I thought you were going to announce an injury. I was like, I hadn't heard that.
Marcus Cannon now, that seems to be a little bit more serious now. That's a couple of practices in a row. They need to be a little concerned there about that right tackle, right guard spot. Because
Andy had it today as we're down to the fourth one.
Fourth string starting guard is...
Marcus
Zusevic.
Marcus.
Who previously had
been a tackle. Right, but I think out of necessity because Dan Connolly is still not back and participating. Cannon obviously has been out the last couple of days. And then his backup.
Ty.
Ty Green.
He goes by Ty.
Does he?
I'm tight with him now.
From your getting to know?
I'm tight with him.
So, yeah, they're struggling a little bit at that particular spot on the offensive line.
Yes, it's funny because everything else is so secure. I mean,
yeah.
Vollmer is still sort of rotating a little bit, but You know, we talked all offseason about the whole starting offensive line back, and now it's like it was at center a couple of years ago. They're four deep at right guard.
Mm-hmm. Nate Ebner, Kevin Haslam, Jake Ballard, Jermaine Cunningham, Tavon Wilson, a little bit of an interesting one, and the new receiver, Lavoisier Tuine, not out there today. So a dozen players, and some of them a little bit unsure why that might have been, but all in all, I think a better practice than we've seen the last couple of days. Of note, we talked about yesterday McCourty having to play a lot more corner yesterday and whether or not we were going to see that today. He was more back to safety today,
yes,
for the most part, and talked to him after practice, and he said it was more just, you know, got to keep sharp, stay in shape, kind of like we had speculated.
Right.
And I asked him, though, whether or not that was his call, whether he goes to the coaches and says, all right, I need a little bit of work there, or whether they just say, all right, today we need you over there. And he said it was all their call whenever they want to do it, but that was just the reasoning for it.
And, yeah, and I thought
contingency plan.
It was interesting today. We're clearly seeing that Alphonso Dennard is dealing with something, not getting his reps. He's out there, does his stretching and stuff, but then doesn't get any reps after that, really. He's in full pads and or shells, what the rest of his teammates were in today. And, you know, some people – I didn't see him take reps yesterday. I didn't know the situation was, but now 2 days in a row, you say he must be dealing with something. But interesting that yesterday McCourty was at corner. If you thought it was because of a numbers thing, because Dowling was out, because Dennard was whatever, well, now you were stretched even thinner because you kind of split yourself into two teams, and yet he was back at safety. Mm-hmm. So that made it clear somewhat that it was just you know, give him some reps, make sure he can still do it if we need him situation. Shane Vereen looked like he was kind of in a similar boat today in terms of out there, but maybe not getting his reps. So those guys are starting to add up. You know, guys that are out there, you know, Elvis Fisher, Brandon Bolden, you know, there's been a lot of guys that have been in that kind of tweener state where, you know, there's the cannons in the world who are hurt and just
Conley.
Go away. You know, Conley, that are out there in full attire but not taking part.
Right.
Starting to get the numbers are there are
starting
increasing.
To pile up a little bit.
Because usually it goes the other way. We've become accustomed with the Patriots is they start off with 10, 12, 15 guys that aren't practicing. And then that number
dwindle.
Generally goes down. Mm-hmm. This year it was a very small number. I think it was five or six, maybe seven guys.
Six guys to start.
At the beginning of camp. And now that number is sort of doubled.
Yeah, and just the other day, I mean, like 2 days ago, we only had four guys that were missing. And all of a sudden, you know, it exploded again.
Which could be why we had shells today. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's probably going to be a walkthrough type period on Monday before they head down to Philly based on the shortened practice. So
Philly will be
now
full
you have
pads intensity for
some
2 days.
Physical recovery on Saturday, Sunday, Monday before you hit the week of Philly.
Yep. I didn't really notice any of the pistol or read option type work from Tebow today. They were
a couple design draws. But
yeah, maybe a couple of those, but otherwise he was dropping back or going from the gun.
Running a traditional
running
offense
a traditional
as best
offense.
He can.
Yeah.
Less than what they sort of threw at him yesterday.
He got a little bit of a cheer from the crowd when he threw a touchdown pass at one point because he had struggled, you know, holding onto the ball a little way too long, throwing to spots either the receiver or he weren't on the same page, and the ball went flying out of bounds. But he makes one throw, and Tebow chance start.
Tebow Whites miss all the bad throws, and they only see the good.
And, of course,
I'll tell you, that's not entirely true today. I thought the crowd got on him a little bit today. Some of those plays where he was holding onto the ball.
That was me, actually.
You could hear an audible throw it on one of those reps over there. And then
again, I think that might have been Andy, too.
And there were a couple of balls that he completed after extended just standing back there and holding it for what seemed like 8-10 seconds.
Right.
And then he would throw a pass complete, and there was really no reaction from the crowd at all, almost as they said, well, that wasn't really a completion. But then, you know, he responded, and I agree with you guys. He made some nice throws down the field today.
To 84.
Quentin Sims caught at least two touchdowns over Justin Green.
Very nice.
That was my point on the whole thing. You're just throwing it up there, and you're relying on the guy to go up and make a catch. And those two, they hooked up a couple of times.
They got a little something going on there.
And those did draw big reactions from the crowd.
They did. And Zach Zudfeld, I thought, made a few nice catches. He had one.
It's Zudfeld.
What did I say?
Say it like
Fred, oh, yeah, like Fred says. Like Fred. Right.
Zudfeld.
It was definitely his best practice of camp by far. It looked more spring-like where they used him a lot. He was catching everything.
And catching smooth, like tough catches.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. He makes it look easy, Zach Zudfeld.
Back shoulder.
Oh, yeah. He's
guys,
an athlete.
You know, yeah,
he's an athlete. He's a pass catcher. A lot of touchdowns. I mean, I lost count of how many exactly, but he caught a lot of passes in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very, very nice practice. I was actually interested how they broke up the tight ends because primarily it was the white team with Brady had the first offense.
Yes.
The blue team had the first defense. So those would be matched ups. And then basically the second team on either side, you know, the second defense was with Brady on the white. But Brady for tight ends had Sudfeld. Brady and Mallett were on the same team. Had Sudfeld and, I don't know, somebody else. And Fells and Omanawanui were actually on the blue team. So it was... They were a couple that were, you'd think those are the first tight ends right now, especially with Ballard out. Your first tight ends are Sudfeld and Omanawanui, and they were down the other field. But then there was also Boyce and Dobson down on that field, even though Amendola was on this. So the receivers, the pass catchers, were a little
match.
Different.
Yeah.
It's like they felt like they had to throw a bone to Tebow to give him something to work
with. Yeah, there was some of that mixed in, too. It was kind of hard to follow. And even you had some of the guys that have duplicate numbers were wearing the opposite of what they would normally wear, 68
right.
white, 68 blue, or, you know, something like that. So it did it kept you on your toes a little bit today trying to keep track of the personnel.
And they had blank jerseys out there.
Yeah, one guy with a blank jersey.
Yeah, and just so it, you know, people don't get the wrong idea here, I'm not seeing Ryan Mallett do anything spectacular out there either. He has his moments, too.
Right,
but
he has the spectacular every once in a while where he zips one in, and then the others are well behind him.
Which is not any different than what we've seen from him.
Right, I would say it looks like he's kind of spinning his wheels in his development.
They're inconsistent, both of them, but I also thought both cases today was the best that they've played. I thought they both made more good throws today.
But we also saw a lot
setting.
More throws because Brady was out.
Absolutely.
And they got
far more.
And you're going to see that in the coming weeks. You know, this was very much like Philly where Brady will do a series or two,
and
score two touchdowns
defense,
on one series and get out.
And the defense wasn't in pads and couldn't make plays the way they have the last few days. So there was a lot of that to consider as well. Plus, you know, Brady's 36 years old officially.
Officially.
Today.
We sure it's official?
We heard that.
Was he born in the morning or at night? Or?
Well, it's before the end of the day. He
California.
Will be 36. And there were plenty of the signs and the happy birthday.
His 40th, according to Pep.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
I enjoyed it.
Happy 40th birthday, Tom! T-shirts that.
So in Pep's mind, he's lived up to what he said. He's playing into his 40s.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Maybe that's the calendar Brady's on. He's on the Pepper Johnson calendar, not necessarily our calendar.
Right. So 8 practices in the books, guys. The next one will be on Monday, as we said, probably a little bit of a walkthrough, and then hop on the plane, fly down to Philadelphia, and then get it on for real for 2 days, and then really get it on Friday against the Eagles. So we'll be back Monday with, I guess, a little recap of what goes on.
Probably very little. A walkthrough recap.
And then down to Philly. We'll talk to you when we get down there. So for Paul, Andy, I'm Eric. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.